Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. Sometimes there's an overarching theme to the show. Sometimes it's a free-form journey. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. This will always be a do-it-yourself, homegrown production. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. I'm here every Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight on WSCS. So welcome. The Thrift Shop is open for your listening adventure.
Thank you.
Some very dusty tunes there. Dudley Moore and Cleo Lane with Strictly for the Birds. And before that, we heard an entirely different version of Strictly for the Birds with Rico Henderson and the Sitettes, spelled with a C. Go figure. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and you have found WSCS at classicalwscs.org and also on your terrestrial radio at 90.9 FM in New London. Coming up in the second half of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to have a Name That Theme quiz, so please stay tuned. We're going to have a couple of sets of music that have a common theme, and you get to identify what that theme is. I
wonder why. You're listening to There's a Little Baby Up in the Moon by Irving Kaufman, an Edison Blue Ambrell cylinder released in 1916, and you're on the sound beat. Pareidolia is the tendency to reconcile vague shapes as something you're familiar with, like seeing shapes in clouds or the craters of the moon, a little baby, a man, or a rabbit. Shortly before Apollo 11's historic landing, Mission Control in Houston had a little folkloric fun. Houston, among the large headlines concerning Apollo this morning is one asking that you watch for a lovely girl with a big rabbit. An ancient legend says a beautiful Chinese girl called Chang'e has been living there for 4,000 years. You might also look for her companion, a large Chinese rabbit, who is easy to spot since he is always standing on his hind feet in the shade of a cinnamon tree. The name of the rabbit is not reported. Michael Collins. Okay, we'll keep a close eye out for the bunny girl. For more on the bunny girl, go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Mary.
Set your receivers. Set your receivers. Set your receivers.
Set your receivers for a mesmerizing story found at the intricate intersection of technology and creativity.
Explore the path of this circuit diagram that connects telegraphy and the invention of the telephone with radio laboratories and the advent of our global communication systems.
At the heart of this narrative is the evolution of speech synthesis and the quest to make a machine capable of speech.
This groundbreaking innovation not only revolutionized telecommunications, but gave birth to a new era of electronic music.
Tracing the origins of synthetic speech and its applications in various fields, the Radiophonics Laboratory unveils the pivotal role it played in shaping the creative vision of sound pioneers and maverick musicians.
This is the story of how electronic music started with the dits and dahs of Morse code
and transformed into the blips and bleeps that have captured the imagination of musicians and dedicated listeners around the world.
Pick up your copy of the Radiophonics Laboratory today.
Available from velocitypress.uk, bookshop.org, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. one of the many cool theme songs, quote-unquote, to Radio Thrift Shop. Roger Webb with Gray Sigh. Before that, the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band with Ease Back, originally recorded by the Meters. Galt McDermott and Let the Sunshine In, and we started off with the Spaced Out Orchestra and Skylab. Alright, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, where I am currently zooming into year 26 on the airwaves here at Classical WSCS.
Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, following the coastline in all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slick beach, the dead gulls, and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you an happy Earth Day.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the second half of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and it is time to name that theme. For the next half hour, we're going to be listening to a variety of music, and they all are linked by some theme. Okay, and if you think you know the theme, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, and I will send you a special Name That Theme QSL. All right, let's drop the needle.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
the American National Anthem there for you here on the Radio Thrift Shop. All right, this is a Name That Theme segment of the Radio Thrift Shop, and if you think you know the theme that connects all of this music together, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Sends me to death. midnight in prison storeroom, the leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man was that sweet, sir, and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my declared me unfit to live, said into that great void my soul be hurled. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess there's just a meanness in this world.
Exploring Science in the Sea. It may sound surprising, but many mountains are hiding from us, some of which may be more than a mile high. Scientists are finding more of them all the time, though, at the bottom of the sea. A research cruise in 2023, for example, found four of them in the Southern Ocean. The scientists were studying the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which circles around Antarctica. It's the strongest ocean current in the world. It prevents most of the warm water from the other oceans from reaching Antarctica. But some warm water sneaks through. That makes the Antarctic ice melt faster, speeding up the rise in global sea level. Researchers were looking for these leaks and studying how the warm water was flowing around Antarctica. As part of their work, they used sonar to scan a 7,700 square mile patch of the ocean floor. They also used an orbiting satellite to look for small bumps on the surface that indicate the presence of mountains. They found a chain of eight mountains called seamounts. They're extinct volcanoes that formed within the past 20 million years. Some of them were already known, but four had never been seen before. The tallest is almost a mile high. The mountain range is in the middle of the Antarctic Circumpolar Current. As the current flows over and between the mountains, it forms turbulent patches that break off as eddies. Those whirls can disrupt the current, allowing warmer water to punch through, helping thaw out the frozen south. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
In the evening when
Alright, that is going to wrap up our mystery theme edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm DJ Frederick, and if you think you know what the theme has been, please email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. All right, until our next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.